Two key components of the government's strategy to grow the economy are maintaining a strong partnership with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, via its standby agreement, and implementing a system of public sector transformation. To ensure both components are executed with transparency and accountability to the public, Prime Minister Andrew Holness recently established two committees to give oversight. We explore the roles and functions of both committees on today's edition of Going for Growth. I am Vaughn Davis. Thanks for staying tuned. Earlier this month, the Executive Board of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, approved a three-year, $1.64 billion US dollar standby arrangement for Jamaica as a signal of its continued support of the government of Jamaica's economic program and the strengthening of the country's macroeconomic framework. The standby arrangement immediately replaced the extended fund facility, which the government had agreed with the IMF prior to the new agreement. Prime Minister Holness says the funds agreed to under the standby arrangement will be treated as an insurance policy, with the funds being triggered as recourse against unforeseen economic shocks that are beyond Jamaica's control. As part of the agreement, Jamaica must continue to demonstrate a commitment to debt reduction, fiscal discipline, while meeting several financial and economic targets. And as part of efforts to demonstrate its commitment to these objectives and ensure the public is informed of the government's progress in meeting them, Prime Minister Andrew Holness recently convened a new Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC. The committee comprises representatives from the private and public sectors and civil society, who will receive and review information from the government on the progress of implementation of the Memorandum of Economic and Financial Policies, MEFP, agreed with the IMF, before reporting to the public.
We expect the forthrightness of your oversight, as was the case before. It is very important that the government be kept on its toe. There is no room for error on the IMF program. And you play, sir, a very important role in ensuring that the government and the country's policies are kept on track.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The new EPOC will be chaired by Group CEO of Jamaica Money Market Brokers, Keith Duncan, and co-chaired by the Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter. Mr. Holness says he has charged the committee to provide robust oversight and discharge its duties with diligence and commitment. The government's program of public sector transformation involves implementing strategies, projects, and policy directives geared towards maximizing the efficiency of the public service. The plan also entails the merger, closure, divestment, and outsourcing of government functions, as well as the reduction in the number of public bodies. To ensure the plan for public sector modernization is conducted with transparency, Prime Minister Andrew Holness recently established the Public Sector Transformation Oversight Committee, PSTOC. PSTOC will monitor the implementation of the public sector transformation, public service reform, and social protection targets as set out in the Memorandum of Economic and Financial Policies agreed with the IMF.
PSTOC is designed to engender confidence that the public sector transformation objectives will be implemented and that this will happen within a framework of public accountability, transparency, and openness with a commitment to principles of equity and fairness.
Co-chairs of PSTOC are President of the Hugh Lawson Shearer Trade Union Institute at the University of the West Indies, Danny Roberts, and Cabinet Secretary, Ambassador Douglas Saunders. The committee's remaining membership will comprise representatives of various special interest groups.
PSTOC membership will include representatives of the Joint Confederation of Trade Unions, the Jamaica Employers Federation, the public and private sectors, academia, and civil society. PSOC will report to the public on the progress in achieving public sector transformation and social protection objectives in the IMF agreement.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Working in tandem with the Michael Lee Chin-led Economic Growth Council, EPOC and PSTOC are part of a tripartite system of monitoring and oversight of key elements of the government's growth strategy. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening, and please tune in again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.